Proverbs 9:4-5 says, "Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled." The first step toward becoming wise is to admit that you are simple. Or also, as it says here, wanteth understanding. That means you're in want of understanding. When I became a Christian, it's been 30 plus years ago, I immediately realized one thing. I was woefully ignorant of the most important book on the planet, as well as other things, including history. Have you ever seen those old videos of Jay Leno walking around the streets of Los Angeles or along the beaches out there and asking people questions that they really ought to know about American history and about life in general? I think those were called jaywalking. And more recently, guys like Mark Dice have done the same type of video in a more current, up-to-date version of the same questions. But it's amazing to watch as so many of these people know so little about the world they live in, so much ignorance, and yet some of them seem so confident, almost arrogant in their ignorance. And that's the worst kind of ignorance. We're all ignorant of most things in life. Most of us have no idea how to perform surgeries. Most of us can't tear down an engine and rebuild it to perfection. Most of us can't cook, and a lot of people who do don't do it well. So, in the same sense, I've spent years studying the Bible and history, and yet I am not a walking encyclopedia by any stretch. I read and study the Bible daily and still learn so much every time. I'm almost always reading a history book or a biography or watching documentaries covering some area of human history or anything that I don't already know, because I'm still constantly learning. I understand there's a vast area of ignorance in many areas of my life. Now, is that a problem? When I pick up my Bible and read and see something I've never learned before, or I'm reminded of something I've forgotten, is that a problem? Should I be upset or get discouraged? No. That's the reality of being a fallen human being with a fallen, limited, finite mind, as we all do. There will always be room to learn. The problem is when any of us think that we're smart, when we forget how little we know compared to the knowledge that exists in the world, or compared to our omniscient God. Know your need by facing your condition as simple, and know where and who to turn to for the bread and wine that wisdom has set at the table of knowledge. That is with none other than the God of the Bible, as the prophet Isaiah quotes him in Isaiah 55:8-9, saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So where else would you go for true knowledge but to our omniscient God and his wisdom as found in his word? As our text says, "Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled." Being wise is not how much you know, but really realizing how much you do not know, and then being willing to learn. And by the way, there's no shame if you can't answer a question a friend or a skeptic or anybody poses to you. Just admit you don't know it and tell them you'll research it and get back to them. The point is to be teachable and not arrogant in ignorance, and not so proud that you can't admit that you don't know everything. Always ready to learn, and then to use that knowledge wisely, which begins with our using our knowledge to be obedient to the Lord and the things that he tells us we should do, to please him and to bring glory to him and not to ourselves. That's the point of knowledge. That's the point of being wise.